This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom's here. Tom is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, my friend?
I am well. And you?
I'm pretty good. I'm better than the Senate President, Bobby Joe Champion. So do you want to describe this, or should I take a shot at describing it?
You know, it is a little convoluted.
Yep.
But essentially, he has carried some legislation to give money to a nonprofit, maybe more than one, that it turns out he had also done what he claims, what he says, was pro bono work. So he wasn't paid, so he had no financial stake in this. So he said, therefore, it is not a conflict of interest. Conflict of interest experts, some anyway, ethics experts say, well, you should still disclose it because they are clients, whether you're being paid or not. And one of the people that he apparently did what he claims was pro bono work for, won't say whether or not he paid him.
And that's so the Reverend Jerry McAfee,
yes,
who, let's be honest, is a person who's been in the news, and there are people who think what Reverend Jerry McAfee has done is great, and there are others who are very frustrated with what he has done. So it's not like Jerry McAfee hasn't been in the news himself. I mean, this was a bill he advocated that awarded $3 million to this company, and you nailed it, pro bono work. And then here's the answer from Jerry McAfee when they're just saying, okay, we just want to confirm that when the Senate president, by the way, the Senate president, Bobby Joe Champion, when he's saying that he just did this on the House, he did this because lawyers are encouraged to do good pro bono work. Jerry McAfee, instead of saying, yep, that's correct, you know, he did it on the House because he believes in the cause, his exact quote was, I won't answer that. Bobby Joe Champion somewhere is saying, thanks, Jerry, appreciate that.
Yeah, and just to be clear, that was McAfee saying that.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't answer whether he paid him or not. Yeah, and whereas it would be very easy to say, yeah, we didn't pay him. But you never know with Reverend McAfee if he was just being coy or not wanting to answer the questions because he didn't like the line of questions. You know, we don't know.
Well, I mean, this is me as an observer. If you are in that sort of leadership position and you are advocating for money for an organization and you are representing them, to me, you absolutely have to announce that you're representing them. If you want to say, I'm doing it pro bono, if you want to say, I'm getting paid, and then if you think I should step back in some way, but to act like you're doing legal work for them and you're in the process in a leadership position trying to get them money and then acting like this is no big deal, that doesn't pass my sniff test, at least.
And then adding a layer of, what would you call it, irony to all of this. He was chairman of the subcommittee on ethics. And so he has stepped back from that. Senator Sandy Pappas has been appointed to serve in his place. Of course, we see Senator Champion every day up at the head of the Senate. He's the Senate president. And at the Nicole Mitchell ethics hearings, he has been chairing those committee meetings. And now he may be the object of an ethics complaint against him. So in our current political climate, this is pretty much par for the course.
He says, part of the quotes, that people are seeking to smear his name. And when he says this, Tom, help me out. This is the Senate President, Bobby Joe Champion. I can assure you 1,000% that I did not represent any person that's in our bill, not pro bono, not for a fee, nothing. Okay. Help me out on that one.
About whether he, about claiming he didn't accept any money?
Well, he says, I can assure you 1,000% that I did not represent any person that's in our bill. Not pro bono, not for a fee, nothing. So it's like there's a conflict, too.
Well, no, yeah, that's why I didn't understand it when you first said it. Yeah, that doesn't, because clearly there were people involved in pushing for the passage of this bill that he had, that there was some kind of legal representation. He had previously just claimed, well, yeah, but there was no money that changed hands,
yeah,
and our conflict of interest rules are based on a financial interest, and there was no financial interest here.
Knowing the way the Senate works, knowing the way politics work, and not knowing what further information that could come out that could benefit Bobby Joe Champion or could hurt Bobby Joe Champion, where do you think he's at right now?
Let's put it this way. It's taken you and I a few minutes to circle around this and explain it.
Yeah.
And then let's go over to the Nicole Mitchell case.
Yep.
Where she was caught in the basement dressed in black.
Yep.
In an apparent alleged burglary. And again, the ethics committee is not the same standard as a court of law. They were not able to agree that she did anything wrong in that case. On an ethical level, not legal standard, you know, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. So what I'm trying to say is this will be, if it goes to an ethics complaint and goes to the subcommittee, it'll be a 2-2 and the complaint dies.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just the way
everything is.
Most of these cases go.
Yeah, I mean, and that's embarrassing to me, right? We're allowed to have some standard of opinion based on facts, based on guidelines, based on ethics, where my whole opinion isn't solely based on the party that I'm representing.
And complicating everything even more is the fact that they are almost in a dead-even tie,
yeah,
in the Senate. It's a one-seat
one
majority.
Vote.
It will be once the Eichhorn seat is refilled by a Republican.
Yep.
So the ethical quandary and the ability to adjudicate ethical questions is even more difficult when there's only a one-seat difference. If it was Democrats have a 10-seat majority or Republicans have a 10-seat majority, I think it's a little easier to say, yep, we're throwing so-and-so overboard. But you can't – there's not the willingness to do that when it is so closely – the competition is that close.
Let's put Tom on hold. We're going to come back. We'll talk Southwest Light Rail and sports betting, which apparently is going nowhere. Once again, I feel like Tom and I have been talking about the possibility of sports betting and maybe passing and becoming the law of the land since 1872. Tom Hauser, I don't know if Tom has been to Stretch Lab, but a man who's committed to fitness like Tom is, when he's at the Chanhassen Lifetime early taking classes, when he's running with his buddies, Tom Hauser would benefit from Stretch Lab because he loves running so much of his life. Me and golf. Golf is a huge part of my life, and we're getting pretty close to playing golf, and I'll be at Stretch Lab today after this show. Stretch Lab has absolutely helped me golfing, and almost, I'm going to say, more than every other time someone recognizes me, they know I love to golf, and they talk about how they've benefited with their golf game because of Stretch Lab. Maybe hitting it further, maybe the ability to play more, maybe they're not as tight when they start or problems afterwards. Stretch Lab, trained specialists, therapists who've got the core principles down, but then will work with your body and the challenges that you have. How many locations? 11 locations in the metro area. Best way to track them down is online, stretchlab.com. And right now, go during this break. Sign up for a 25-minute visit. It's half off because you listen to this show, stretchlab.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just been an embarrassment, no other way to say it, how the Southwest Light Rail has played out, way over money, delayed in its timing, started, construction 2018, delayed over and over again. They're telling us 2027, I'd put the money I've left in the market and say over. We had the state auditors release another report yesterday, Tom. As you know, Met Council tried to point out in defending themselves that guess what? The recent one shows no overpayments, and we have protected, we believe, taxpayers' interest in delivering the project. This is the Met Council chair, Charlie Zelli. This was not a single party defending and a single party excoriating, crushed by all folks involved. What was your read on how this played out yesterday?
Well, nothing surprises me about Southwest Light Rail any longer. In fact, while we were on the break, I looked up, I went into our system here where we have all of our newscast rundowns, and I can look up stories, you know, pretty much as far back as I've been doing them about and put in a certain title. So I put in Southwest Light Rail and Hauser. And the first story I found, although I know I did some before this, but the one that came up in the scripts, 2012.
Oh, jeez.
So that is, and when you
that's
think
amazing.
About the fact, that it's now projected to open in 27 is really remarkable. And I know I have stories earlier than that. I know for a while it wasn't always it depends upon your search term you put in, but I put in Southwest Light Rail and Hauser. I'm sure if I looked at some others, I'd swear I started doing stories on this in the late 90s when it was kind of in the embryonic stages.
Yep.
But then, and I mean, I remember it was supposed to be open. I mean, literally when they first envisioned this, it was supposed to be open like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're a couple, I mean, who knows if by the time this opens, I'm even still working in television. I may not even get to cover the ribbon cutting.
I'll bring you there in a wheelchair.
We both
might be in a wheelchair at that point. Yeah. Okay, so part of it, too, is transparency with the Met Council. I mean, listen, Republicans in this state have felt like for decades and decades that the Met Council either was unnecessary or needed to be elected as opposed to appointed. We've had questions over and over and where they've been criticized on have they been transparent. Now we got questions on the construction company. Were they transparent? Where is that part of the story headed, do you believe?
You mean the lack of transparency?
Yeah, the lack of transparency and kind of the finger pointing between the Met Council and the folks who are building this thing.
Yeah, and that's been the story of this line all along. And it's why Senator Scott Dibble, a DFLer, this is by the way, bipartisan complaints about this process.
Correct.
And this is why Dibble is leading the charge to do something about the Met Council because of the lack of accountability and the lack of transparency. And, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, is almost just, it's just hard to believe and how long this has been going on. And then you've got the contractor and the Met Council at odds about, like yesterday it came up, there was apparently $330,000 in overpayments for removing I think it was hazardous soil or something from the site. And then Charlie Zelli said, well, it turns out we double checked, there were no overpayments. Well, how do you go from $330,000 in overpayments?
That's a minor oversight. I mean, oh my God. By the way, we're going to get to sports betting in a second, but I might, because I've already had one funny text. Another Trump presidency will begin before Southwest Rightville opens up. That's excellent. So that's inspiration. Wrong and funny answers only. What will happen before Southwest Light Rail actually opens? What will happen? And we need wrong and funny answers here. Because
I'll start it by saying the Vikings will win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we had that one before, too.
Before this happens.
You're a believer in KOC. Okay, speaking of the Vikings, we might have been talking about this in the 90s also. Sports betting, Minnesota, it's omnipresent. It's on your phone. It's in nearby states. But as you said before, we don't really have a coalition here. We have prominent Democrats and prominent Republicans who want no part of it. I'm not hearing much talk this year. Are we just going to pass on it this year, saying it's a budget year, so it can't be in the mix?
It's, you know, the first set of deadlines have passed. There's another deadline coming up this week, but the one dirty little, not so much of a secret at the Capitol is nothing is dead. If leadership wants it to proceed, it can be brought up, by the Senate Rules Committee, the House Ways and Means, or it can be brought up as an amendment to another bill on the floor. So it's never dead. But the bigger problem with sports betting is that there is a bipartisan coalition both for and against it. And that is a bad recipe for getting anything to pass. You've got a lot of people who are the anti-gambling people. They don't want to encourage more people to gamble. And then you've got the people who want to have Minnesota become, I forget how many dozens of states are already doing this, to join that crowd. And you know, it's a modest amount of tax revenue that it would raise, but mm-hmm. it is tax revenue.
Yep.
And it's something that's being done in all the surrounding states. And a lot of people just don't understand why they just can't get it done. But that is kind of the history of this place. It's hard to get anything done when there is a bipartisan coalition for and against. We saw the same thing with stadium legislation. Stadiums are not all Republican or all Democrat. It's a mix on either side. And that's why those projects always take so long.
If I said to you right now, I am 99.99% certain Tim Walz is running for re-election based 95% on what he continues to say and 5% on some insiding, what would you say to that declaration?
That there's a 99% chance he is going to run?
99.99% chance he's running for re-election.
I would say that's a little high. I think he's
99.998. We're going to play name that tune here.
I would say it's probably somewhere in the 70 to 90% range that's what
Get out of here. 70 to 90%. Come on, let's be more specific than that.
No, that means there's a good likelihood that he is going to run for a third term.
How about this? There's a 0 to 100% chance that tomorrow we'll wake up and be here.
Okay, 70 to 90% is a little more out there than 0 to 100.
In the neighborhood.
So, the remarkable thing is, in the middle of a session, he's on a three-day Trump-bashing tour of the state of Ohio, I think.
Yeah.
Not back, I think, until Thursday. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow, but anyway, I think he's got another event tomorrow. So that is kind of remarkable. We haven't seen...
Not anymore. It's his pattern now.
Bagging since Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, it is very Jesse-like. You know, he either gets defensive or dismissive when he's asked about it. They're just facts. Not around nearly as much as he normally is. It's indisputable.
I totally get that, his nights and his weekends are all his. That's what they've been saying for, the last couple of months. But now here we are, 3 weekdays. And in fact, these are the 3 of the last 4 days before the legislature leaves for Easter Passover break for like 10 or 11 days.
Yeah.
And then they're not back until, I think, it'll be after Easter. So I think they're back April 21st or 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
During
the break, right? Because you're not going to meet. So, I mean, he won't be in the state at all during the break.
Yeah, well, I don't know what would keep him here if he's got these other things to do. And, he appears to think he's in demand. I saw him on CNN the other night. I think been on MSNBC. I mean, he's all over the place. But, the session clock is ticking. By the time they get back from Easter Passover break, just over, 3.5 weeks or so till the end of session.
He also, the last thing, I saw him on Tapper. He just won't even tell the truth on Biden. Even now, he won't tell what we all realized for years, that the White House was hiding Joe Biden and he wasn't the same. And it's no fun to see someone become compromised and not the same person, but that's it. That's what happened. We know it. And even now, it could have been this and that. Just be honest. Come on. Nobody's buying that. Nobody. If you're objective at all, you're not buying, and you know you were lied to for years.
And did Tapper play the audio of the governor after the White House meeting where he said, oh, no, he's fine?
Yeah, he could have. He should have. Because
I know they did. They did that on Fox. I heard it. I was listening to Fox on the radio.
Good. They should.
And they played a few bites, not just of Walz, but of others who had just met with President Biden. and all saying, oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's amazing, they would tell us, right?
Yeah, a month later, he's dropping out of the race because even Biden realized he wasn't fine.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the summer, too. It was before it. All right, sir. Enjoy the day, and let's we keep talking about this, but I'm back. I've been back for a while. Let's get an adult beverage soon with our friend, Mr. Cowley.
Absolutely. Let's line it up.
Tom Hauser, Channel 5. What will happen before Southwest Light Rail opens? Wrong and funny answers only. Let's go. We got plenty of good ones already. I'd love more. 651-461-9226. Did you know that Elton and Madonna had this decades-long feud?
I had no idea, and they made up, what, backstage at SNL?
Yeah, Elton and Brandi Carlile have the duet, so they're on SNL.
Pretty good booking.
Pretty good booking. By the way, if Madonna's going to show, let's play the one big hit, then let's have the three of them sing something.
Sounds okay.
But yeah, they buried the hatchet, and now Elton is saying he's got a song for Madonna.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's good, right? Things that will happen before the Southwest Light Rail will open. Big Lou will be on his fourth ex-wife.
He's only at number two.
Ak and Kaprizov will return. How about they'll win a game?
Oh, they won just the other night.
They did. They beat Dallas.
Yeah.
That's true. Adam Carter will remove Jimmy Francis in a coup and become the South St. Paul mayor. Fish will finish two whole sets.
Two whole songs.
Yeah.
That's enough.
The Donald will have won three more club championships. Oh, it's more than that. How bad are the senior golfers at that course if that guy at almost 79. And by the way, for a 79-year-old, he's a great golfer, but he's probably a 9 or a 10. I know three or four people played with him earlier. And they were like, you know, he's a 4 or 5. And they played with him 10, 20 years ago.
Wish I could be a 4 or 5. Heck, I wish I could be a 9 or a 10.
I'm telling you, as a 79-year-old, if you're a 10 handicap, you're great for that age.
Yeah.
There's 0.0% chance that there aren't a bevy of senior golfers at Trump National, Florida, who aren't better than him.
They know their place.
Yeah.
Ah, I missed that putt. Ah, that's a shame.
We'll all be in flying cars and won't need the light rail. The ladies of The View will support Trump for a third term. Chad Hartman will become a big Donald Trump supporter. Sydney Sweeney knocks on my door and says, it's always been you.
You're one step closer.
Minnesota Wild will be injury-free. Trump wins the Masters. The first dispensary in Minnesota will open up. Man. Trump will hire Kamala as his communications director. Van Morrison will warmly welcome his next concert audience. Plenty of talk about the Vikings and the Super Bowl. How about this one? The Odyssey app will finally work. I got to say this from a guy who's by far on this staff and the most outspoken by 10 miles on ripping the app. App works pretty good for me now. And has for a while.
I haven't seen a complaint via the text line for quite a while.
I wasn't here for 2 months. And the app worked, I think, every time.
See?
So
We got your back. We got her fixed.
Yeah, could have figured this out like 10 years ago.
No, the technology wasn't there.
Yeah, no other apps were working.
Much like light rail, okay? The technology was just not there. We were thinking too far ahead of the game.
Gretzky will unretire and reclaim the NHL goals record.
That would be tremendous.
Ant will do an interview without swearing. That's also good. So I was clicking this morning, and I headed over to CBS. Is the CBS this morning? Is that what we're calling the show?
I think so.
It's Gail, Tony, and Nate. But it's Gail.
Yeah, it's the Gail show.
It's the Gail show.
With Tony and Nate. Yeah.
Yeah, right? And Gail has become a mega star when for a lot of us for decades, she was what?
Oprah's friend.
She was just Oprah's friend. But Gail's great. And Gail is going to space. Blue Origin. All women, including the boss's soon-to-be wife. So I have a simple question for you. If you had the chance to go on Blue Origin, go into space, would you do it? Yes or no, and why? Jeff Bezos calls you and says, somebody's out. Now, right now, a better chance if you're a female, because it's an all-female crew. And you can go on the Blue Origin, where you are looking back at Earth. You are one of, I mean, how many people are we talking about?
It's not a big number yet.
Yeah, I mean, we count NASA and what Elon's done and what Blue Origin done. We're a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Right?
A few hundred.
Are you in? Would you do it and why? Let me know. Let's go. Let's go right now. Would you go ahead and say, I cannot believe you have asked me. I am so in, or no chance. No chance. That's the first picture. All female crew? Sure, I'm in. Okay, calm down. Calm down. I don't think you want me talking about this. I think you want me talking.
You can do that one, too. Just do that one. Whatever one you want. I don't even care.
Well, you better care, because I'm going to tell you about Pella.
Okay, fine. Do that.
Because I care at my house, because my windows are fantastic. The door is great. Pella windows and doors, when this house opened up, hey, they made the right decision. The previous homeowners, they put in Pella windows and doors. I bought it a couple years later, and I was lucky that Pella windows and doors were in the place. And then guess what happened? I said, you know what? I kind of want to change this house a little bit. I want to make it better. And guess what made it better? When I headed over to the showroom in Plymouth, the Pella showroom. By the way, Pella, 100 years in business this year. How good is that? How good are you if you're in this uber competitive business and you've been around for 100 years? And by the way, you're the best in that business right now. Went to Plymouth, you could go to Woodbury. Then I said, okay, I love what you have here, but I need you to see my house. So free in-home consultation, and boom, they made my kitchen immensely better. And I'm finally leaving this neighborhood after 25 years, new place, Pella windows and doors, automatic. I trust them 100%. They'll fit the windows and doors with the style you want and the budget you want. And then pricing, how about $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. Do not hesitate. PellaNorthland.com. Again, it's PellaNorthland.com. Aerosmith comes out with one of their signature albums, which includes Walk This Way. That was 50 years ago.
Today. Toys in the Attic.
Okay. So are these songs that were already out 50 years ago, or just songs that came out this year?
All tunes that came out in 1975.
75. Got it.
Reminding us how old we all are.
Yeah. Every one of these songs has been better than Aerosmith, which we both have declared slightly overrated. Adam has declared dramatically overrated.
I could find you worse. I believe the number one Billboard Hot 100 song for the year was Captain and Tennille. So if you want me to break that one out, I can do it.
Which one?
Might have been Love Will Keep Us Together. I don't know.
Play it right now.
I don't want to do
you
that.
You don't think love will keep us together.
No, I don't. I don't think.
Think of me, babe, whenever.
Again, I don't think.
Yeah. No, that's a good song. I don't know why we needed the captain, though, and why he had the hat. You know,
well, you got to have that. If you're
Daryl
the captain.
Dragon. I think I've said this before, and then people have sent me stuff where he actually was pretty damn talented. You know, Tony carried the group.
If you're the captain,
yeah,
and you have the ability to wear that hat as part of your character, your whatever you call it, you wear the hat.
If you're going to be the captain, you probably shouldn't just, you know, listen, Derek Jeter wore a hat, the captain.
El Capitan.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's saying Muskrat Love. Yeah, that was bad. I'm not willing to say I'm in on every Captain Tennille song. Okay. Dave Harrigan, by the way, tech, let's go. Let's get a lot of techs here. You are called by Jeff Bezos and said Gail's decided she doesn't want to do it. Actually, here's the scenario. Oprah says, I want you out here in Montecito.
Mm.
And we're going to have a party with all the... Well, didn't we determine hoi polloi is actually not the top?
I think that's not the top, yes.
And it was more the us, the commoners?
Could be.
Yeah, even though it sounds like the hoi polloi should be the Oprahs and the, you know, Gales and the Jeff Bezoses, right?
Say hoi polloi, I can only think of Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Is that the line from Spaulding? Ahoy polloi.
So Gail's out, and you're asked, are you in? Come on, Texter, 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, you have enough time to train. You're ready to go. You in.
Do I have to tell my wife?
Yes.
Because she will say absolutely no, you are not in.
Yeah.
I think I'm in.
Some guys run their house. Some guys run around their house.
Same I run around it.
Yeah.
I run around.
House
not,
runner.
Not afraid to say it.
House runner.
I'm an excellent house runner around her. I think I'm in. As long as I'm convinced after you do all the training, you know, whatever, you take the G-forces and all that, if I've convinced myself that my stomach can handle it, I'm in. I don't want to be the puker on Blue Origin, though.
No, because, well, that, of course, had Neil deGrasse Tyson there, and he was joking about that, saying the vomit will be all in the air, and it'll be floating around all over.
Yeah, they don't need that.
How awful would that be?
I think I would just not eat for a couple days.
If Texter gets it, only if they use Pella windows. Thank you. Thank you. And I've went to Stretch Lab enough.
That's right.
To feel good. I'm an underrated claustrophobic. That's my fear. Like,
we got a window. That helps, right?
It does, but like, you're buckled in there really tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to do it. Love, love, love. I don't think you want to be ready to go, and I'm pushing the button saying, I'm out.
You think you'd get that close? You'd go through all the business. You'd know exactly what it was like, and you'd be on the launch pad and say, I'm good.
Well, because if you test yourself for, let's go 58-35.
How's you just do what you want. Make it 50, actually.
Okay. I think you got to account for the juices, too, right? Because if you just go in and you're there, wherever Blue Origin's set up, and it's just the empty area, and it's really tight if you're in a little bit of a claustrophobe like I am, it might get you more then. But when it's go time, you might be like, I don't care that I'm claustrophobic. Or it might be the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just, this is even worse. As long as the claustrophobia did not get to me, I'm 100% in. I think it'd be unbelievable.
It would. It would be, well, it would be an out-of-this-world experience,
Chad. By the way, can I just rip myself on that?
Go ahead.
It wouldn't be like, wasn't that good? I don't. Oh, you know, who's the only person who would say, I thought it'd be better?
Larry.
Adam.
Oh, I thought LD would say.
LD. Carter. Carter could see Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin while Fish is playing in the background. And he'd go, thought it might be a little better.
Well, Adam would also probably duck out halfway through the ride. He'd just jump out the escape hatch.
That's my move, too. I did it against Friday with friends. They're really mad. Yeah. I brought Michelle into the mix. Is it ghosted if you ghost with the gal, too?
Yes.
I think it is. Among the texts, no need to go to space to die like the people in Submersible. No thanks. Yeah. I mean, we have Challenger. I'm not saying you're going up there without fear.
There's risk.
There absolutely is plenty of risk. And, I mean, we got this horrible story, but the guy who's the co-owner of the places, you know, was Steph Shimp, and he's on a motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
right? Awful things can happen to you. I'm not saying it's the same likelihood, but, man, oh, man, I'm out. I don't like heights. Yeah, if you don't like heights, that's a tough one. Send me up. Space exploration science should still be alive in America no matter the political climate. I would have gone up the day after the Challenger field. Do you think, does it matter to Dave Harrigan if we push for space exploration again?
Not really.
I'm going to say not really, but I think I'm underselling everything that great that comes out of it. Let's go to CBS and Susie.